This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, let's touch the table on some football. Play the music. Oh, this. So much to say after a big weekend. Rico, lead us.
Let's stick to the world of college right now.
Yeah, great sport.
Michael, can we say that Ohio State is the best team in the nation?
No. No, we can't. They're fine enough. But even though they beat the brakes off Indiana, Indiana was a fraud. They still start slow. It just doesn't quite look right. That offensive line at left tackle and center is a concern. They're very good. But you put them on a football field with Georgia, I'm still taking Georgia.
No, I'm not ready to say that. Anyone is the best team in the country, let alone Ohio State. They have problems. And maybe they will eventually become that, but right now, no.
Well, it's funny that you say that, Mike. Can we say that the winner of the SEC will be too beat up to win the national title?
No, I can't say that. No, because the winner will get a bye week. So I'll say no.
Well, no, because Ole Miss will be sitting at home for the SEC championship game, be fresh, and go all the way to win a championship.
Ole Miss?
It's very ironic that Lane Kiffin says what he says, and then they happen to lose, and they can sit at home.
But, David, right here, right now, there's not a person with remote knowledge of football that would stack Ole Miss and Indiana and go, Indiana's better.
You're right.
They're not.
You're right.
Yeah, Ole Miss has got a couple losses. Yeah, it's because they play an actual schedule.
Correct.
You know what Ole Miss actually has? A real win.
Mm.
See, this is my beef. You want to extend the playoff? I've always sided with Rico in this regard. Play a real schedule, get real rewards. Don't play anyone. Indiana should not be in this playoff. Can we say that?
Funny that you said that, Michael.
Well, then just answer the question, funny man.
No. Because I'm going to add it my way.
Okay.
Can we say that despite losing, Indiana and Texas A&M will still be locked for the playoffs?
A&M I would consider. Indiana gets no consideration. You play schedule 106, you play one ranked team and they bore a hole through your skull with a spoon. No, Indiana shouldn't be in. Go look at their schedule. Go look at who they've played. Bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, no, I cannot say that Indiana should be in. I just, no. FIU, Western Illinois, UCLA, Charlotte, Maryland.
See, David, will you do the show with Malik Nabers sunglasses on for me?
Yeah. How do we arrange that?
That'll be later on today. What he had to say.
Yeah.
Don't know if you heard that interview.
I heard it all. Okay. It's great.
I didn't say, though, do they deserve to be in? I said, will they be in?
Yes, they'll be in.
Yeah, they
because
will.
There's no justice in this world. So they'll be in.
Well, there is. It's just us.
Fakes, phonies, and frauds.
Can we say that Arizona State is the best surprise in college football? Picked to be dead last in the Big 12, and they have a chance to win the Big 12.
Yeah, I'm good with it. I mean, a Sacramento State transfer, running back and Scatabo, Sammy Leavitt from State, cobble it together. Now, my problem, yes, they're a great surprise, but that moment was ruined by their head coach's behavior in the postgame. Gets up at the press conference, and instead of just enjoying the win and answering questions, he's out here schlepping for money, going, we need to pay these players. We have to keep our team together. Do you like days like this? He basically passed a hat like David at church, and then he was wearing the NIL Collective sweatshirt. I'm going, hey, why doesn't Kenny Dillingham just wear a sandwich board that went, we'll bleep for money?
Well, you got to strike while the iron is hot. I get why he did it, because right now the Sun Devil fans are feeling great and probably said, if he had a phone number or just, hey, a website, that thing probably got overloaded with people saying, I want in right now.
See, but yes, they're a great surprise. Go ahead.
And then. I understand what you're saying about Arizona State. It's maybe the wrong week to say this team, but I'm still going to say Army. For them to be in the conversation for the college football playoff, we're only supposed to worry about Army when they play Navy. And it was so much more this year.
I was only worried about them for one game.
Yeah, listen.
Oh, I got to stop. It's something on the list right here about Army.
Yeah, I got to stop David here. When you go out and in 3 minutes of game action that you don't belong on the same field as Notre Dame, you have taken the goodwill and you are now nothing more than a cute story. I love my guys from West Point, but I'd be lying to you if I said I stayed with that game very long. I went right over to Texas A&M and Auburn. Army embarrassed themselves.
I hear you.
That was terrible.
I hear you, but still a surprise to me.
Okay.
Can we say that rushing the field in college football has gotten out of control when the game is not even over yet?
No, those refs are losers. The refs in the BYU-Arizona State game? What a collection of boners.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, there's actually 1 second. No, there's not. Go home. No one cares about those fraud Mormons. Get them out of here. They should have called the game. That was a ridiculous thing that they did.
Except I'm thinking, wow, he caught the Hail Mary. And I'm like, if he would have scored, that would have been sad pizza all throughout Tempe.
I know. My point is, it never should have been allowed. They were breaking it down like Zapruder film. The ball went 30 rows in the stop.
But you're okay with the all the rushing?
Yeah,
the field?
Let the kids have fun. Okay. Christ, we're bankrupting an entire generation with what it costs to go to college. Let them run on the fields like an idiot.
Can we say that even though they can't,
mm-hmm.
Notre Dame deserves a bye in the college football playoffs?
Tough. 82nd ranked schedule. Haven't had a big, big game since that A&M game. But they go out and take care of their business. I'll live with it before you ever put Boise there. Or you put whatever fraud Big 12 team you want to put up there. Yes, I'd say put Notre Dame there.
Yeah, I think they do deserve it. Can't happen, but yeah, they deserve it for sure.
Okay. Can we say Shedeur Sanders should have been kicked out of that game Saturday for damn near shoving an official to the ground?
Well, I thought he was dead before that. I mean, they went after his legs and his ankles.
Yeah. That should have been a personal foul.
Yes.
But you can't go shoving officials.
Okay.
Mike's it was a heated moment.
No. It was on here. I wanted to hear what you had to say, but yes, he did. It literally is like the referee was like, well, you know, that's Deion's son. If we kick him out, we're going to probably
well,
be
then they should be
racist.
Fired if they're thinking like
right,
that.
Right, it was ridiculous.
Deion's
again,
Deion's going to come after us and say we only did that because it's his son.
And I think Shedeur's a fabulous player. I'd be happy to have him as the Giants' next quarterback, but make no mistake, can't I could separate that. Worlds. That was egregious. And I'm like, really? There's not a flag anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
You can call someone a boo-boo head, and they give you a 15-yard penalty. He kidney shoved the official. His hat goes flying off.
And that broadcast, along with Pereira, was trying to be an apologist. Well, the heat of the moment, he didn't know who he was shoving.
No, because,
doesn't matter.
No. Because once again, they knew. If that was any other quarterback, I think, yes, they knew. That's Deion's kid. And that's going to be a whole nother story if we flag him and kick him out of the game. Now, if I'm the Big 12, he's not playing in the next game. I'm just going to be like, you know what? You should have been suspended for this one, so you're going to be suspended for that one, even if it's for a half.
Oh, you mean actual justice and accountability? Yeah, not in today's college football. You ruined that. Go ahead.
I thought it was money.
Well, that's why it's ruined. They can't take Shedeur out. You need him next week. No. Meaningless game against Okie State, and some network paid through the nose to broadcast it. Go ahead.
That'd be fine.
Can we say that? What do you need?
Can we say that Dabo was right that the college football playoff is only the SEC Big Ten Invitational?
He was
on his coaching show and said, yeah, basically the ACC is going to get screwed because they just want the SEC and the Big Ten.
Yeah, which is honestly, I would distill it down even further. Let them take the best 5, 6, 7, 8 teams from the SEC and the Big Ten. Take them. Go do your own thing. Leave the rest of us alone. Take Oregon, take Ohio State, take Michigan, take Alabama, Georgia, take them all. Go build a Bundesliga. Leave the rest of us alone. We'll play on the Nickelodeon Network. Because honestly, that's where the sport is. There are $30 million rosters, and then there's the Baked Beans Network.
And that's why the answer to your previous question was yes on Indiana. Because they're going to put a Big Ten team over anyone else.
Even though they played no one.
Correct.
Well, yeah, when your best win is a loss, see Indiana and Penn State, and they're both going to get in.
It's a good man right there. That's a great answer by you. Be curious.
Finally,
mm-hmm.
Can we say that Jalen Milroe will either have to go to the NFL or transfer next season, that he's done as an Alabama quarterback?
Really difficult. I don't understand what I watched Saturday. The transfer part is way more alluring than going to the league. I think right now he'll have a hard time. He'll be a late first-round pick. Rico, the transfer is alluring. Like, put him in Miami for a year. Go to USC under Lincoln Riley for a year. Interesting. But here's my problem. Kalen DeBoer is a QB whisper.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get it right there, I don't know what I watched. He couldn't throw. He couldn't pass. He couldn't process. He couldn't run. He may as well play the game with a bag over his head.
Right, because I think DeBoer is like, I need to start running my offense, and he's in the way. Son, really, you should go to the NFL or, you know, here's some Panthers.
Oh, good, and then have Sam Leavitt plays for Alabama.
Have you heard of the cockaboos?
Yes. Oh, I see. Yes. No, I think you have a point. Yeah.
What's that?
Great sport we got. Yeah, you need to transfer.
All right, that's the college version of Can We Say That? 97.1.